The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are back.
I just saw Carmen do something. He just blew a huge snot into a rag and put
it in his pocket.
Like, well,
what am I supposed to do with it?
I throw it away.
Now you got snot.
You can see snot in his pocket. That's what the fuck's up. He's got a disease pocket right next to me.
I blew my nose.
That's
real quick.
Cleaner
I
than
had
me.
A Kleenex in my back
I
pocket.
Just sneeze and blow your snot all over it. What the hell's the difference? I said, what's the difference?
You're
pocketing your snot.
Am I an old young man?
Why don't you just carry a handkerchief and why don't you just blow it into the handkerchief?
And what's worse, carrying a handkerchief or just having a Kleenex in your back pocket?
It's the same thing.
But you're reusing it. You're recycling the Kleenex.
I'll throw it away when we're done. We're sitting down to tape Unhinged, and I had
next to a diseased individual.
I had to blow my nose.
You comfortably stashed that booger filled Kleenex in your back pocket.
You've never carried around a Kleenex or a handkerchief and put it back.
I've never carried a handkerchief. But I've carried Kleenex, but once I use it, it's one and done. It goes away.
So you carry a whole, a pack of Kleenex and use it, you throw it away and then in your pocket? Bullshit. Sure. You've never walked around with a pack of Kleenex in your pocket.
Bullshit. Well, I call it bullshit to your bullshit. No, like if I have a cold, the little small package of Kleenex.
Maybe Tommy. Don't tell me you fucking carry one.
No, I blow my nose. Yeah. I do snot rockets all over the place.
That too.
Farmer
you
blow.
Know,
farmer blow it, man.
Yurko carries the cum rag.
Oh boy.
I mean, boy.
Really?
He really?
I mean, what kind of sick bastard?
Look at how much he's laughing at himself too. He loves that line.
Jesus.
That was something.
That's when
it's
I'm done. I just scrape it off on the keister. That's it. On the cheeks. That's it.
I just get grossed out.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm too. I can't.
Or can we go back to you blowing your nose and napkin and put it in your mouth?
Really? I think I'm done.
Yeah, Selby. he goes, he leans back. Look at me. I'm the rat. Selby.
You know, see, that's me.
Well, fuck, who cares? We're
what,
honest.
What do you mean the rat?
Really, what does
like,
that even mean?
Your physical features, your facial features, when you lean back there and you were laughing, you looked a little bit like a rat. Well, you ain't got to do that. Just do your normal laugh that you did back there. Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was fun.
You guys take vodka.
I don't. I used to. I don't take
what
one
are you
anymore.
Taking?
It's just this men's multivitamin.
I take turmeric pills instead.
I take it just, honestly, I take it because they taste good. I mean, I don't
know. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like gummies.
Is there sugar in there, though?
I'm sure. I don't give a fuck.
Well, it kind of defeats the purpose of taking the vitamin.
Really? What does the sugar do, Carl?
What do you got in there? What do you got, some selenium in there?
Waddle's
got
to put his old man glasses on.
3 grams of sugar.
Of added sugar? That's crazy.
That's per pill.
No, that's 2 gummies.
Oh, 2 gummies. But still, why are they adding sugar?
That's 1.5 grams of sugar.
Take a capsule, a vitamin capsule instead
you
of
might as well invite, you might as well invite diabetes into your system.
That's not 30 grams. I used to take a daily vitamin every day, and then I stopped. My doctor said, you don't have to take a daily vitamin.
He said, well, mine said the same. He said, if you eat a good balanced diet, you're getting what you need.
Right, yeah.
I didn't eat anything today, so I took a vitamin.
I take greens in the morning usually.
Well,
I had a scoop of greens and water.
I had some meatballs today.
Today?
Yeah.
A little early for meatball.
I mean, it's leftover meatball from yesterday. You eat it up and you have a fucking meatball. What do you mean a little early for a meatball? This goes back. question about your weirdness that breakfast foods have to be breakfast.
Kind of, I guess so.
I disagree.
I find it weird to like eat a meatball at 9 a.m. That's just nuts. My taste buds aren't activated.
I've had
that way.
Bacon and eggs at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's weird to me.
Why?
Well, that's good.
It's the meal, yeah. Protein and bacon. I mean, geez, what else do you need?
I had a Jersey Mike sandwich at 9 a.m. last Sunday.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen,
I had a choice of a meatball or a leftover bonus beef sandwich. And I opted for the meatball this time.
All right. Okay.
Tastes delicious.
Do you have cereal in the house? Do you have cereal at all? Like anything like that?
Cereal in the house, but none of the kids eat cereal anymore. We've realized how horrific cereal is.
Yeah.
So you look at the box of cereal, you might as well just.
Oh, yeah.
If you hate your children, give them cereal.
I try to buy the ones with the very few in, like the Trader Joe's has a good one. It's a cornflake. Yes. They don't put any added sugar in. It's only a few ingredients. Like I'll keep that.
Our home is an egg home. If you like eggs.
Yeah, I love eggs.
Boom. You're in good shape.
What can I eat then? Like now I'm already starting at 5 minutes in. I feel like shit about myself now. What should I be eating for breakfast?
You can eat whatever you like. That's whatever you like for breakfast. You can eat for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, I would keep it.
I start the morning out with a protein, though.
Yeah, protein.
Protein.
Maybe a good carb, you know, because you got all
avocado. Hey, listen, you want to slice half avocado up, put a little something good in there. Have yourself.
You should wait a few hours to eat, though, after you get up. You shouldn't get up and then eat.
Okay, that's fine. I get up at 6:30. I don't eat till 8:30.
That's perfect. There you go. Yeah, that's perfect.
But I do like my morning coffee.
I do, too.
Morning coffee.
That I usually don't wait for. Mm-hmm. Even though they say the part of your brain that is stimulated by caffeine isn't really like even activated until like 90 minutes after you get up. So I've read that like you can drink it right when you get up, but I like the taste of coffee.
How do you sleep?
More than anything else. Yeah. You know, like I like to have coffee in the morning because I love the way it tastes.
They poorly ask it. Hanging poorly.
I sleep poorly. Yeah.
You sleep poorly. Poorly. Yeah. I mean, that's why I fall asleep and I don't wake up.
What is that?
How do you do that?
My point is that if you don't go into deep REM sleep, you don't give your brain a chance to rest.
Yes.
My brain gets a chance to rest at night.
Is that why your brain is so sharp?
Yes. Fully rested at night. Boom. Right.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning and my brain is active. Thinking, boom. My brain doesn't need time to wake up. My brain is on point.
Well, what's the secret to that, Yurko? What's your secret to sleeping through the night? I can't do that.
No, the secret
that's
is
bad for your sleep.
Hey, to get your shit done during the day, so when you go to bed, you're exhausted. To be active throughout the day, so when you go to bed, you're exhausted.
Do you get up? Do you get up at all like early morning to take a leak or no?
The only time I wake up, I urinate, but I go back to bed right away.
Wow, you go right back into deep
sleep. Right back to bed. Wow. The minute I hit the squared circle right there.
Wow.
The minute I hit my rectangle, lock a notch.
Yes. I can sleep hard until about 5 o'clock and then it's all restlessness.
Yeah.
Crazy.
My dilemma is if I take that afternoon cat nap,
then I get too much of a cat nap,
like a 3-hour cat nap.
Yep.
Now I'm gonna because I've slept.
That's not a cat nap.
I gotta get out and I gotta run. I gotta run with the owls.
Run with the owls.
Yeah.
Did you take that as a shot? Like you know, you can't listen to our show if in fact you're in REM sleep, right?
I go to REM sleep every once in a while when I need it, kid. I'll take the nap. The Spaniards know something with that siesta.
Oh yeah,
they know something. Okay, so I'll take that hour and a half, 2-hour nap in the middle of the afternoon.
That's a long nap.
Okay, so if I get home at 3 o'clock,
yeah,
3 o'clock we're done. I get home at
four o'clock.
I'll try to grab a 90-minuter.
Yeah, really.
If I can grab a 90-minuter, I'm a happy camper. But I don't get that all the time. But when I can get it, it's an absolute treat.
You go to sleep, listen to our show?
Huh? Well, that's the easiest way to get to bed.
That's what I thought.
If you long enough.
I'm just joking. No.
For the day when I can go home at like 4 o'clock and just take a 90-minute nap. That's something.
Well, listen, my kids are older.
I know.
I got one at college. You got two others that are doing their thing.
That is fan-fucking-fantastic.
That's my luxury. I optioned off the ex-roommate to AAA Buffalo, became 45% of the man I once was, and then bam, now you can do what the hell you want. You know what I'm saying?
I ask Yurko, I go, what's the secret to a good night's sleep every night? And he goes, you exhaust yourself all day. You do everything. He goes, when I get home, I take a 90-minute nap.
Yeah. I mean, really? Like,
no, I said you can't take a 90-minute nap all the time. Yeah. I go, but it's a treat when you can get yourself a little bit of a siesta.
And then
yesterday, this is my schedule yesterday. I
know what he was doing last night.
I get home. What was I doing?
Playing with balls.
Oh, yeah, it's bocce ball. I put that out there.
Oh, bocce ball last night.
A little bocce ball last night. Very good. I was supposed to play cards last night, but unbeknownst to me, Monday night, they canceled it. But here, I got home yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I had a plan to make my meatballs yesterday.
Yes, right? He did. He was asking me on the way out.
Yeah, we're talking about some philosophies. Meatballs. But I didn't get home because of the traffic pattern. I had to take another way home and didn't realize new construction on the tollway. God forbid. New construction on the Indiana Toll Road. So that delayed me. My buddy, the doctor of insurance, Pete Van Buren, calls me, says cigars are in. And he said, I'm leaving for Wisconsin. If you want your cigars, you got to come by today. 20 cigars, $55, cigarauctioneer.com. What? Yeah, 55 for my 660s. Maduros.
Get out
Beautiful.
$55
$55 for 20 cigars. Okay.
That's a good deal.
Right here. When you're playing checkers, the good kid's playing chess. I mean, always fucking good. Remember that.
But anyway, 20 cigars for $12.15.
Hey, then at 5:55, I'm over by the doctor's house, Van Buren.
5:55.
I shoot over to Munster because I'm supposed to be playing poker. I get to Munster about 6:15, 6:20. I didn't see the text, the final text in that group
said,
okay, we're not playing on Monday.
You mean Wednesday?
So, yeah, Wednesday. So it was Monday that I didn't see the message. It's Wednesday. They said, we're not playing on Wednesday. I get there and the house is empty.
Empty.
And there's no cars around that I recognize. And I looked at the thing and I go and I read it. I'm like, damn.
No cars.
Which is fine. It affords
Did you blame anybody? Did you blame anybody like you've blamed us before?
Blame myself. I learned a lesson, you know.
So then you
blame myself. Then that's just down the street from the R Bar. I'm in Munster, go down Ridge Road, make a right on Indianapolis Boulevard, and boom, at the R Bar. Who's there? Stevie Roo.
Stevie Ruzic.
Vezina, Marco Zagaras, and the fourth member of their team, the esteemed Wally Trebinovich. So they're getting ready to play the young Serbs. So it's the old Serbs against the young Serbs, right? And I know these guys, when they play all summer, they play bocce ball. They play golf before they have bocce ball. So these guys are hammered.
Does anybody work?
Or, hammered.
I mean, like
well, these are business owners.
What the
these
fuck?
Are business owners. They're business owners.
Okay.
Right?
So they golf, then they go
play. So they golf, and then they go play bocce ball. But by the time they get there, they're all tuned up anyway.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So these guys are tuned up when they're playing during the year. Last week, they played their first playoff game. And they didn't drink. They were trying to keep it straight. They lost 21-3.
Oh, boy.
So I felt it incumbent upon me because they got there at about 6-something, whatever, and they didn't play till 7:30. I got them all tuned up.
Yeah.
I got them shots.
Shotskis.
Drinks. More shots to get them settled down. And what they do, they won like 21-4.
Oh, wow.
We've got to create a reality show. NWO, Northwest Indiana Live, and just follow Johnny with a camera.
Oh, good times, I tell you.
So just, when did you make the meatballs between all of this? Right after when you got home from work?
I didn't make the meatballs until last night.
After bocce ball?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The ground beef dictates to you. It's sitting in the fridge. It tells you. You're either going to make these things, you're going to lose the ground beef.
Yeah.
So I utilized it. Carn, breadcrumbs.
Yes.
Garlic.
Yes.
Eggs.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Italian seasoning because I didn't have any fresh parsley.
Okay.
So I put a heavy dose of Italian seasoning in there. Boom. Mix it all together. The balls.
The cheese? You put cheese in
it? Oh, cheese. Yeah. Fresh.
Fresh grated cheese.
Parmesan.
The balls. Parmesan.
I'm sitting there grating it on that piece of steel. Parmesan into there. Not too much, probably about 4 ounces, 5 ounces, right. 6 ounces.
Do you use any onions? A little bit of onions? No onion.
Usually don't put onions and garlic together. That's what I found out. The Italians don't like to put, because they got their own distinct tastes.
Yeah.
Onions and garlic usually not utilized together when the Italians cook. Am I right or am I wrong?
Nah, I mean, like if you're making sauce or gravy or something, you'll use both. But
I don't know.
Maybe not raw, like in a meatball like that.
Yeah.
Are you wearing an apron? All right, what's your outfit when you're doing this? Are you
wearing? I'm naked.
That's what I was wondering. Like, it's late at night, you're making meatballs. What's your outfit?
Here's your problem. I'm way too hairy to ever be naked trying to cook. You know what I'm saying?
There'll be
body hairs flying everywhere. You know, you don't want that.
I mean, what if you caught a splash of red hot fucking
sauce on the chunk?
Olive good. Oil right on your bag.
Like, look like I had a shanker, you know?
Sylvie's no right, good. Though. Do you wear an apron?
No.
Apron?
No.
Do you want one?
No.
Be a nice Christmas gift for you.
No.
Okay.
Kiss the chef.
Look at it. We're trying to get off cheap. Okay. What the fuck's going on? Apron, $32. What are you doing to me?
Might not even be $32.
Yeah. Guy trying to get off cheap. No, whatever you get me, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
No one tells a story like Yurko from Nobody. The turns. From which way he's turning on Indianapolis Boulevard. It's
nobody.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's what you got to have. It's in the details.
A true raconteur.
The devil is in the details.
What time did you get back home?
Like tonight.
Thursday.
Football game. Thursday night football game. I'll be calling the Mexican, me and my buddy Max. Yeah. You know that, John Andrade.
I know.
Him and I will get together and we'll go smoke a cigar someplace and watch the football game.
So like a cigar lounge or
there is the Karma Cigar Lounge out by us.
And they'll put the game on. And
Munster. Game will be on. They got whiskey. They got whatever you want up there.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're in a cigar bar or lounge like that, you want to have a cigar. I don't really like to drink when I'm smoking a cigar.
Believe it or not, I don't mind
having it there and wet my whistle.
Yeah.
But when I'm smoking a cigar, I get a little saliva thing going. I got to spit a little bit.
Mm.
A little bit of a spitter when I'm smoking a cigar.
I bet you are.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
that cylindrical thing that's in your mouth forces you to
big phallus like instrument in my mouth.
He likes the big ring gauge.
There's got to be something Freudian about that.
Oh, and I like bet you there is.
Johnny, do you cut the cigar? Or you just leave it like it is, like you know,
like the kazoo. I leave it uncut.
Like the yard part.
No, actually, I don't like to use a cutter. My buddy John Kelly from Strictly Men's Cigar, one of the finest cigar men in the tobacconist in the country.
Strictly Men's
Cigar. Strictly Men's Cigar, you know it. It's 159th Place, River Oaks Drive and State Line Road. John Kelly always said, you don't need a cutter. He goes, you use your fingernail and you just kind of just cut a hole in the top and just pull the little piece of wrapper off. He goes, you got to cut right there. He goes, you don't need a diamond cutter. You don't need this.
I like the little cat's eye cutter. I do like that one.
Cat's eye.
What about the hole puncher? I like a good
one. I used to have a hole puncher on my keychain, but
yeah, I like
that. Know, they're fine. Whatever you guys want to do, just so you can, you know, suck the flame through the cigar.
So your plan tonight is cigars and football.
Cigars and football. Right. I mean,
night. This
how
guy.
Does it get good? How does it get better?
Doesn't
than
get better than
it
that.
It is a reality show. We should
one of the local pubs.
Yes, I'm telling you, NWI Live.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I would. I. You know what? I'd pay.
219, dude. You got to do it to 219.
219.
Do you think Jerry? Do you think Jerry would pay for it on CHSN as like programming
Jerry Jones?
Weekly?
Jerry Jones.
By the way, get your HD antennas if you've got YouTube. I got to go get an HD antenna.
I was wrong.
Not that I was wrong. I'm
going to be honest with you.
I got some updated information.
I'll put it on there. I'll put like Chicago Blackhawks game. I'll speak into the mic. You know how you hit the button on the remote? Chicago Blackhawks. If it doesn't automatically come up.
You're not looking for
it. I'm not hunting for it. I'll go Chicago Bulls. If the Bulls game don't come up,
you're not saying Chicago Bulls.
If you guys want to go back into the 1970s with the way you're going to present your ball game,
we have to
go back to the 1970s. I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, right? I think it's going to happen with Comcast. I think that will happen, but
it's got to.
It will, but it's not going to happen with YouTube.
Yeah.
What I had heard, but this is like 2 months old. Was that they had had very positive discussions. And in the last 2 months, there was a change of leadership within the ranks at YouTube. And it's doesn't look good.
Well, that's the way that works sometimes.
You can close the book on that. Now, what do you guys have? You have a Comcast? Like, you're going to have YouTube.
Yeah, Xfinity, Comcast.
You have Xfinity. So you'll probably be all right at some point, I would think, Sylvie.
But I cut the cord.
The rest of us, like me, Yurko, Black, and Abdallah, all have YouTube. You know, YouTube, I think, is the fastest growing live television provider in the country too. I think
growing fast.
That's a question for Danny Ecker, but I'm gonna have to go buy one of the. No, they're $20, so it's no big deal. But
the
you
problem
can't,
is though the problem that I have, Carmen, and I think Waddle experienced it recently. is if you think about cutting the cord, by the time you patchwork everything, aren't you paying as much or close to?
No. Maybe.
Maybe. You don't think so, Yerk? I mean, as much as you
right
want.
Now.
I still think
I'm telling
less.
You right now.
I know what my less. Comcast bill used to be, and yeah,
it's
I
less.
Pay, I pay less.
Ain't no gray area. It's definitely less.
It is. It's less.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Karma, now, are you going to be able to watch tonight's game, or are you still on Amazon Prime boycott?
Me? I have Amazon Prime.
Oh, you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have Peacock. Like, to Sylvie's point, like, how many fucking things do I need? I mean, seriously, like, at what point, you know, and I guess I'm going to have to get Peacock because a year from now, a lot of NBA games are going to be on there. Okay, I probably will. Yurko's got it because he loves soccer. Bleck and Abdallah have it because they love soccer. So it makes more sense. I don't want to fucking have Peacock.
All right.
This is what Peacock is. You know, but like I'm going to probably be forced to get it.
He buys a latte or a coffee or a tea or whatever. Right. Every day almost when we leave this place, he's heading over to Starbucks.
So I don't get a latte. I get a coffee.
Whatever you're getting, Carm. I said whatever. I gave three different options.
All right.
I don't want
a cold brew.
I don't want to typecast you into one drink, okay?
All right.
He goes to the local Starbucks to get himself a drink.
Or Dunkin', one of the two.
For the price of that coffee that he gets twice a week. That's going to give you twice a week. I won't say every day.
It's probably more than that. You're right.
Whatever. For the price of that visit to Starbucks, he's got Peacock.
For the month. For the month.
For the price of his one drink at Starbucks.
What is it, $6 a month?
Yes,
yeah, something like that. $5.99. I'm paying like $2 on the special. I got it for like $2.99 a month for a year.
Yeah, that's gonna go, and then it'll be $10 before.
No, it'll be $5.99. Netflix is the one that's getting out of whack.
Netflix is out of whack.
But you know what? I watch Netflix every night. There's something good on Netflix every night.
I've watched every movie. I go to the movies that I looked at. Every movie I've watched. I go to Gray Man.
I watched that one. That
Something Six with Ryan Reynolds. Every Ryan Reynolds movie that's out there. Kevin Hart. Every movie Kevin Hart's in, I've watched. The Lift, this, that. I've watched them. They all come up. Hey, watched it. Boy, is there ever going to be a new movie added?
Yeah.
Any new movies ever?
What was the incentive or the motivation behind having a couple weeks of two Monday night games? Was it who was saying that they think that that's trying to kind of, I don't know, because you can watch, isn't there a quad box with YouTube TV?
YouTube's great.
You can watch both games at once.
Yeah. You can watch four college games during the Saturday. Yeah.
Maybe that's the NFL trying to fucking, you know, wet your whistle for a YouTube package where you can actually watch both Monday night football games at the same time.
Well, but you'd have to pay for them. Then you're saying,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You
feel like you're giving shit for free. I mean,
right.
I don't think they have a YouTube package, do they? I mean, they have.
Well, the NFL package is on YouTube. Yeah,
it is.
Oh yeah, I have the NFL package. Yeah. Some people say that's a waste of money at this point because of Red Zone. So I don't know. I have it. I might. Maybe next year I won't. I don't know, because it's not cheap anymore, guys. I mean, and I guess comparatively speaking, like $100 15 years ago was a lot more than $100 is today. But I mean, it's like $239 for the year.
Yeah, $100 years ago was worth a lot more than it is today.
Yeah,
we ain't got to go 20 years ago.
So, okay, well, Carm, you can watch every game. You can watch every game.
I can watch every game. Yeah. It's just a regular package. And then like I can pick my quad box on Sundays, you know, like, and so one TV. So I usually have if the Bears are at noon on one and then the quad box on the other, and then I'll put
Red Zone
on my iPad, and I'll just kind of put my iPad down on the table too. So I can kind of watch, you know, all three. Yeah. So, but I don't know a lot.
I only watch one game in the afternoon. And I watch the Bears.
When you're here for work too, but people ask, they're like, well, do you really need the package anymore with Red Zone? And I don't know, maybe not. I mean, because again, it's like $239 or $249 for the year. It's not inexpensive to get that package.
Well, then you're paying $100 a year for NFL.com to get what you want.
Yeah, then I pay nine. That's true, which I still think is a great investment.
I do too.
Like the NFL's been, I'll give them credit.
That's like $8 a month.
I feel like they haven't even jacked that up for a little while. It's been like $99 for a bunch of years. Yeah. You can watch every replay of every game at any point. You can watch the all 22. Like, it's pretty good. I don't mind spending $100 on that.
I don't either.
I don't know. But I may, and I'll probably just, you're right. I probably should just get Peacock again. And a year from now, right, a bunch of NBA games are going to be on there. So I'm going to feel the need to have it more. I'm sure I'll bite the bullet and get it. But I know what you're saying, Sylvie. It feels like it all adds up to what the original bill was anyway. I will say, I'm with Yurko. I know it's cheaper now. It's less expensive now than what my cable bill was. By the time I cut the cord, I couldn't believe it. I mean,
mine was $500 a month by the time I rearranged everything.
That's insanity.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I'll tell you what I paid for the television, including my Wi-Fi, including having two kids also on my two kids' phone, my Verizon wireless box that provides my Wi-Fi, and the stuff that happens, all the stuff that I have. It's a total of $380. But that's three telephones. That's Wi-Fi.
Too. That's good.
Yeah.
And so that's
you're including your YouTube TV package in that?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. Yeah.
I'm still paying cell phone bills for my 29-year-old daughter.
But that's crazy, too.
It's kind of a process. You know, once they get married, they officially, it's kind of a, now you have to get off the thing. But like if they were to start their own, it's cheaper for them to be on our family plan and then them just Venmo their mom.
Right. You know, but when you want them to start establishing a little bit of credit, the telephone, paying for the telephone is something good for them, and getting their own car payment is something good for them so they can build their credit score and say, hey, look at me. I can pay my bills.
Yeah.
Yurko, I heard you say the other day, like this was several weeks ago, before you went to Spain, and I know you love going to a store. I know you love going to an in-person store. Next time you have a question about anything with Verizon, just dial 611. You don't have to go to the store, and then they'll hook you up with anything on your plan there.
Yeah.
Dummy.
You big dummy.
You don't have to go anywhere. Just dial 611.
I did.
Oh,
I didn't end up going to the store. They said I may have walked into there and they told me this is what you can do. And then I did it. And then boom. And then I had like a 10-day package that's already part of the phone. Yeah,
the international 10-day pad. That's what I do. Right.
And they go like this. They go, well, and then you get a text in the middle of the day.
Yes.
You have now used this much. The rest of it will be down at 3G.
Yeah, whatever.
Johnny, when you walk into, let's just say Verizon, do you flip on the charisma right away? Just to set the tone.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
I set more of a, I know this is your place, but I got serious questions and I need them answered now.
Right.
I know this is your place.
Right. I know this is your place. You work here. You're theoretically the king of the jungle, but I got serious questions and I need it now.
So you walk in and you say, whoever's behind
the door.
I got an issue.
I go, I need help. And they're very, what's the word? They're very helpful. They're very responsive to what I need. And then they look me up and see that I've been a customer for Verizon for the better part of 20
years. But you don't come in swinging a hammer. You come in.
No, there's no anger there.
You give them the carrot.
Kill them with kindness, kid. Kill them with kindness. Massage the shoulders. Yeah. Let them know how valuable and how wonderful they are.
Yeah.
Great job they're doing. But. You know, some people
beautiful today, Toots. I got an issue with my cell phone.
Toots is a great one. No, hey, sweetie.
Not.
Hey, little angel. Let's shake the little moneymaker over here.
Oh, stop it.
Right?
What's the matter with you? No, not
hey,
right. Wrong.
Hey, sweetie, look at your turd cutter.
All right.
Man alive. Is that
that's
hot?
That's such an unpleasant way of thinking of, you know, like that part of the anatomy.
I mean, well, that's why you do it that way, you know. Look, Sylvie's laughing.
Fuck.
You do it that way to emit a chuckle.
You do it to great.
Yeah, that's turd cutting.
Top ten terms of all.
I don't think I've ever heard that described that way.
Oh yeah,
that's gross. You know,
turd cutter.
That's what happens, guys. It doesn't just fall out with gravity. Sometimes you got to pinch one off. That's what they call pinch it off, right?
It's just such an unpleasant way to think of a lady, you know?
Yeah.
A man, one thing, but
yeah, you know. God, I hate thinking of a woman's fucking ass.
Yes.
Sweet starfish just winking right at you. Hey, here it comes.
Just awful.
Hey, there's one for the thumb, huh?
That's right, one for the thumb. But you make
Moon River.
You make it so unpleasant.
Johnny thinks he's playing for the Steelers every time he's there. One for the thumb.
That's the title, Eric. If Eric's listening, the title of today's podcast is One for the Thumb.
One for the thumb.
That is a great title. Yeah. Like headline for the podcast this week. One
just
for the
smiling
thumb.
At you every once in a while. There's like a little
all right, don't say
a
it,
little
dude.
Nugent down there
Stop
for
it,
you.
That's disgusting.
M&M or a raisinette down there.
You took something that was good. You took
something sexy and you turned it into something disgusting.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Why do you have to do that?
That's what I do. That's because it's who I am.
Nothing wrong with a little ass play, guys. Until Yurko starts talking about it like that.
I'm something sexy, and then I take my clothes off, and then it's no longer sexy.
I like a little ass play, and now the next time I'm going to be thinking about fucking Yurko calling it a turd cutter. Yeah. God damn it.
Carmen.
There's no raisinette down there, too, Carm. You'll be smelling down there going, oh, no. A nice Nutella schmear down there.
Nutella schmear.
Oh, man. What's going on here?
So bad, dude.
Ooh, she got a loose O-ring. Wow.
Eric, we cannot title this one Nothing Wrong with a Little Ass Play. Don't title it that.
Retitle.
Don't title it that? No?
No, don't.
Well, One for the Thumb is a
one
great
one for the thumb. One for the thumb.
All right, what are you
hard for?
Schmucks hard for. Brought to you by Blue Chew. BlueChew.com. Get a month's supply free by using the promo code Unhinged. They've got the mint flavored Vardenafil tablets now.
Top notch, guys.
What are you guys hard for?
I think the baseball series have been great.
Thank you.
The ES series coming up. We got a game three between the Mets and the Brewers. Finally, a game three, but. Yeah,
how about Jackson Churio?
He's great. I wish like either team had.
Wouldn't it be nice if the Cubs or Sox had a fucking player like that? You know,
one for the thumb, guys.
Jesus Christ,
Eric. This one's titled "One for the Thumb."
Yeah,
Tommy, what are you hard for? I know it's not baseball.
You know what? I'm hard for a 30-point offensive performance from my favorite football team on Sunday against the incredible Carolina Panthers defense. That's what I'm hard for. That's what I am.
I'm hard for the Padres. Yeah, I'm all in. I mean, the series against the Dodgers has me a little worried, but I like
Should
the fact
be worried.
That the Dodgers have so many injuries to that pitching staff. I mean, you hate to cheer for injuries, but in this case,
can you tell us sending us the cash out option as well?
I think it's kind of funny. He's doing it, obviously.
Yeah,
let's hope it gets far enough where we could start contemplating. Right.
If they beat the Dodgers,
it's going to be nice.
It'll get up there.
If
they beat the Dodgers, who they have after that?
The winner of Phillies and whoever the Phillies play.
Okay.
Is this a five-game series?
Best of five.
Yeah.
Best of five. Yeah.
I like it. I like their chances. I'm hard for the Bears defense to perform because I think the Bears defense is going to have to carry this team for 8 to 9 weeks. Before the schedule gets tough, it's going to be the Bears defense that's going to have to carry them. At that point, I hope the offense catches up and really starts to play some good football. Jervin Dexter, it took a year to get the stench of the Florida defense off of him because they two-gapped.
Yeah.
The minute he spent that offseason here, all of a sudden, this kid looks like what I thought he might be able to look like. So the talent eye, it's always there. And remember, Zach Pickens was playing better than he was at the beginning of last year. And then Zach Pickens just kind of plateaued. Now he's injured. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Pickens maybe to pick it up a little bit too at some point.
Yeah, he's injured.
But a good second-round draft choice out of Dexter there. That goes into the polls good column.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for polls column.
Yeah. Part of the Roquan trade, yeah.
Yep. That's part of the good stuff. That's good stuff right there, guys.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember, BlueChew.com. Get a month's supply free by using the promo code UNHINGED. Keep your mind sharp and your cock hard, and why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Yep.